This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The congressional impeachment inquiry into U.S. President Donald Trump is set to resume 2 hours from now on Capitol Hill. It is a busy week of public hearings, and today's could be one of the most dramatic sessions yet. We have a report from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
President Trump appointed Gordon Sondland, a major campaign donor, to be ambassador to the European Union. And it's believed he holds the key to whether Trump held up military aid to Ukraine to force an investigation into Democratic rivals. A State Department counselor in Ukraine testified he overheard Sondland reassuring President Trump on a cell phone call on July 26th that Ukraine's president agreed to investigate Trump's Democratic rivals. Four witnesses testified yesterday. Two said there was no quid pro quo. Former Ukraine envoy Kurt Volker defended former Vice President Joe Biden against GOP allegations.
I know how he respects his duties of higher office, and it's just not credible to me.
Republicans say the Democrats are just looking for a way to oust President Trump. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Israel says its military has carried out what is called a wide-scale strike against dozens of Iranian targets in Syria. We have a report from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma in London.
The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the Israeli airstrikes targeted arms depots belonging to Iran's elite Quds force in two Damascus suburbs. The group says strikes also hit an airbase where air defense units are stationed. From the Syria side, the state news agency says its air defenses destroyed most of the missiles before they reached their targets. The Israeli military says the hits follow a rocket attack on the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights on Tuesday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. military says two American service members have died in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan. The cause is under investigation, but early reports indicate enemy fire was not involved. The latest fatalities bring the number of U.S. soldiers killed this year in war-related activities in Afghanistan to at least 18. Earlier, the Taliban insurgency claimed its fighters shot down a U.S. military chopper in the eastern Afghan province of Logar. Power outages are planned for parts of California today. It is a continuing response to the dangers of wildfires. Here's AP's Matt Small.
Pacific Gas and Electric is set to begin shutting off power this morning to some 375,000 people across 18 counties in northern and central California, an area that's been facing extreme fire weather since last month. Officials with the utility company say the nearly rainless fall has left brush bone dry, with forecasts calling for low humidity and winds that could reach 55 miles per hour, which might fling tree branches and other debris into power lines, causing sparks that could set disastrous fires in the region. PG&E expects the situation to ease by tomorrow morning, allowing it to start restoring electricity. I'm Matt Small.
Pope Francis has arrived in Thailand for a trip that also includes Japan. The purpose, says the Vatican, is to offer a moral boost to the tiny Catholic minorities in both countries. The 82-year-old pontiff's second cousin, Sister Anna Rosa Savory, has been serving as a missionary in Thailand for a half century. She'll be the pontiff's translator during his two-day stay. The Pope will meet with Thailand's Supreme Buddhist leader, as well as all the Catholic bishops in Asia, then spend 3 days in Japan. 10 Democratic Party U.S. presidential hopefuls hold another campaign debate tonight in Atlanta. Former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Elizabeth Warren will be center stage. But one candidate drawing extra attention at the moment is South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg. Polls show he has surged into a lead in Iowa, the state that will kick off the caucus and primary voting in February. The latest on the growing controversy over vaping in the United States comes from the American Medical Association. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
The American Medical Association is calling for an immediate ban on all electronic cigarettes and vaping devices. The AMA adopted its position at a policymaking meeting in San Diego. The AMA cited a surge in e-cigarette use by teens and the recent outbreak of lung illnesses linked to vaping. The AMA plans to lobby for laws, regulations, or legal action to achieve the ban.
The United States has imposed new sanctions on individuals and networks said to be providing financial support to the Islamic State terror group. Syria, Turkey, Afghanistan, and several other countries have been targeted. Gene Randall, VOA News.